Awesome. So today I have with me Felicia. Felicia, how do you say your last name?
Pavlika.
Pavlika.
Yes.
Awesome. So you are a real estate agent.
I am.
How long have you been doing this for?
I've been selling real estate for about 19 years now.
That's a long time. I'm 24 years old, so that's like almost all of my life.
I didn't know that's how old you were.
I'm just a young person.
You're making me feel old. Thanks,
You're not
Kyle.
Old. No, that's not the point of this. The point was just to figure out how long you've been doing this for.
I'm teasing.
That's a long time. Do you enjoy doing it?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's the most awesome opportunity that I'm just so grateful that I have.
Yeah, you get to go somewhere new every day.
You do.
Yeah.
Keeps it exciting.
What's your favorite part about doing this?
How amazing is it that every day I get the opportunity to help, to actually be a help, to do something that changes all the time,
yeah.
You know, which is, it does. It keeps it fresh and exciting and, you know, challenging in a good way, mm-hmm. always trying to stay on your feet and creatively problem solve how to help someone.
Yeah.
But being able to be a part of someone in such an exciting time in their life,
or, yeah.
you know, or just such a big time when they're buying and selling a home.
And people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a house, and having somebody that can be a voice for them in that time is pretty big. And just being a support and just helping them with that, because that's a big, you're spending a lot of money and it can be a little scary sometimes.
100%. I was 19 when I bought my first house and my mom was my realtor, and having her by my side was something that I wanted to make every client that I had feel.
Yeah.
You know, that you feel that you've got an advocate for you who truly does care, mm-hmm. not just about that one house that they're helping you buy or sell.
Yeah.
But that they're going to be there for you later when it comes time to help them again.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the one transaction. It's Correct. Becoming more of a friend with them. That's the long-term goal. And then they sell their house and they buy another one with you. And then it's this, oh, I have a realtor. I don't need someone else. And it's more than a, you know, being a realtor, it's you're being a friend to them. You're being a helping hand, whatever that looks like. I'm not a realtor, so I don't know what all that looks like, you know, behind the scenes, but I know there's a lot more of it than what people just think, that, oh, they just sell a house, they just buy a house, and that's it. But there's more emotional support that goes on behind the scenes that I don't think people truly realize. And I just love hearing that your mom was your realtor. That's super cool. Like, that's just an awesome person to have in the helping you buy a house. But
for sure.
I want to talk a little bit about some stuff that I saw really when COVID-19 hit and what you and your team were really doing to support local businesses, support small businesses. And I saw it and it really just hit me right in the feels, because it's a crazy time. It, you know, it's obviously eased up a little bit, but when it first hit and things were closing out, it was hard for a lot of people. And what you and your team did, like I said, was just incredible. And I just want you to explain a little bit about that and just what impact that made with you guys and what impact it made in the community.
What a crazy time. You know, so on, it's just, none of us had been through it before, so we didn't know exactly, you know, what to say or how to handle it. And the day, there was a day that we had a video shoot planned and we're like, wow, what we were planning to talk about, we don't want to talk about that anymore. What can we do to really help? What can we do today that could potentially help? And, you know, Kenosha and the surrounding areas is where we all live and where we obviously sell houses. And so what could we do to make an impact in our community? And we started to think about the impact that this was going to have in businesses that were being forced to shut down or limit, and not just that business, but that locally owned business, how it was going to impact their families and how yeah. that was going to trickle down. And so we knew that we were just a small drop in the pond as far as what we were doing, right? I wish we could have done so much more,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to do whatever we could to bring exposure to as many businesses as possible. And we realize we are so grateful for the power of like even our Facebook page and people who write us a review or share about the things that we post. And so we wanted to bring exposure to those businesses, their page, and just bring as much exposure to them as possible.
Yeah. And I saw that and this isn't me. You guys gave thousands of dollars away to support these small businesses, and that put a smile on my face. I don't live in this area, but I felt the love from where I live, 45 minutes, an hour away down the road. And like I said, that really hit me hard, because there's not a lot of people that would step out of their comfort zone like that to support local businesses in the way that you guys did. And some of those I even loved. I saw an ice cream shop that you guys posted. I'm like, I got to go to that place. That ice cream looks phenomenal. Haven't made it out yet, but it's still on our list to do it as a family. I don't remember. I don't know if there was a handful, but there was one that I saw, and I'm like, that's it. We're going to go there, and we're going to eat ice cream one day. But I just loved it, everything about it. Like I said, there was an impact made in the community, but more importantly, just the love that you guys got to share. Now, within your team, how many people do you have on your team?
There are three buyer's agents, three amazing agents who work specifically with buyers, and then our director of operations, and then we have another awesome administrative positor who's great.
Now, this was your entire team that was doing this.
We were all involved in it, and it was so neat. And I think in addition to wanting to bring exposure to these local businesses, this was all new territory for us, and the impact, kind of feeling helpless, like we didn't.
Yeah,
we were all going through this together. And when we would hear the business owners, and we were all touched so greatly when they would tell us, you know what, having that full day where you highlighted our business and having that full day of having people share, you have no idea. And they, many of them were in tears, that you have no idea mentally how much that helped our mindset. And I think it's so amazing, and you hear about it so often, that by helping others, you're helping yourself. And I think for us, it was like, that was what was helping us get through a tough time. It was just helping our mindset. And it was incredible. Just I appreciate the kind words that you're sharing to us about the impact that our team made, but these businesses made an impact on our team.
And that's what I love, is it wasn't an inward thing. It was an outward thing, that it was totally focused on these businesses and how can we help these businesses in this time as the profession you're in, you know. And like I said, I saw numerous Facebook posts of highlighting, you know, maybe it was a video or it's one post specifically geared towards what the company was. And explain to me a little bit the process on how you gave away. So obviously you got a bunch of gift cards to support these local businesses. Explain to me how you got those gift cards or, you know, certificates into other people's hands.
Sure. So we did a few campaigns. Initially, we did a post and we just asked people to please tag, you know, hey, who needs help? And help is the wrong word, but who out there could maybe, who's being impacted by what's going on? And obviously we all,
yeah.
I think we all were, but we asked people to please tag. And so then we picked the top businesses that, I believe there were 18 of them total. And we bought $100 gift cards from them.
Yeah.
And then each day we would raffle off the businesses where you would comment about the business. You would have, you know, we ask people to please go to the businesses page, like their page, then either comment of something that their experience with that business, or if they had not been there, to tag somebody who might enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then we randomly drew it, and it was really neat because we gave the businesses the option for them to do the drawing and to do the video. And so many businesses enjoyed being able to tell the public how much they miss them. And and so they had a full day of exposure to their Facebook page, which I think people don't realize the power of taking a moment to write a review. If you have a great experience, take a moment to write a review about the business.
For sure.
Like and follow their page and the impact it can make. But the businesses loved having that moment to randomly draw the winner and share how much they miss the public and how excited they were to see them again soon.
Yeah, social media is a huge thing nowadays. It really is. And I think a lot of people know that. And you nailed it right on the head, that leaving a review goes a very long way. That one person might read that specific review and be like, oh, we've got to go do this thing. We've got to go there. We've got to do that. And I've realized the power on that. I go out to a restaurant. What's the first thing I do? I'm looking on Yelp or I'm looking on Google. What are the reviews? If it's got a bad one, well, I'm like, oh, but there's more good ones than bad ones. And that's what I go to at first. And I just love the support that you gave to these businesses, you know. And we all were impacted in one way or another with COVID-19. People still are impacted by it. But just the outpouring of love from you and your team, like I said, just really hit me hard because I didn't see a lot of people doing just that, just loving your neighbor, being kind, showing support. And to me, it was a pretty simple way. It wasn't like you were doing all these, you know, things to lure them back to you. It was to bring them to these businesses, you know, point everything at that business that needs the support, that, you know, needs the love at that time. Because in real estate, luckily and thankfully, we were able to continue doing what we were doing. Mm-hmm. But you have restaurants and salons that had to close down, and they're figuring out, well, what are we going to do? And you just being able to show them love, and then all these other people on social media being able to show them love, it's just huge. And to see probably their smile on the face of that business owner, probably there was a million emotions probably behind that. And that's what it's about. But one last thing I wanted to just kind of, you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, but just the impact it made on your team being able to, I know you touched base on it just a little bit earlier, but if you could dive into that, because obviously there's a lot to it, a lot of emotions behind it for you guys. Just tell me a little bit more exactly the emotions that went behind that with your team.
You're exactly right that the goal of the campaigns that we did was not how can we bring exposure to our team. It was what can we do? Who out there is hurting? Who could potentially? And again, hurting wrong. I feel that's the wrong use of words. It's who can we, how can we help? How can we help? And, but we say it all the time, you know, we're a local business. We, our business thrives upon, you know, others referring people to us. And so we're a local business. So we were feeling like, wow, we don't really know what to do right now, but let's not worry about that. Let's see who we can help. And so it's taking the focus away from the things that were out of our control during that time and helping others. So that impact, it helped us to stop thinking about the things that were maybe stressful that we were dealing with at the moment or out of our control, but helped us to focus. And so it put us in a much more positive mindset. So it really, really made an impact on us. And hearing these businesses share, it was incredible. And we got thank you cards and just the reaching back out to us. And it was just so incredible. And we say it all the time. We don't just sell real estate here in this area, but we raise our families. We live, you know, this is an area we really, we want to stand behind and that we support. And when things were hard and we still on an ongoing basis, we want to show our support and that we're there. And that's our goal. And that's what we want to continue to do.
And then that ties a lot into community. This is a community that you're a part of. It's not just a community that you're here, you live, whatever. Word community means a lot to people. Everyone has a different meaning of community. What is your definition of what community means to you?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, offhand, it's just the community where I get the opportunity to live, you know, that I raise my children, that I'm a part of, that you want to see do the very best possible. Just that surrounding, you know, they joke like it takes a village to raise children or something, and just where we all can come together and be the very best we can be, something that we're proud of, and how it takes all of us. That I think sometimes people are like, well, I'm not going to make an impact. And oh my gosh, do you know, just stopping and taking a minute and being kind, sharing kind words to someone else, how it might impact their day and they carry it on to the next. So that everyone with the common goal of just trying to make it the best it can be.
I love that. Yeah. And then to wrap this up real quick, what would you recommend or your suggestion to somebody that wants to kind of help their community or give back to the community? What is something you would suggest that they could do?
Do something, right? So just start.
Just start, yeah.
You know, Nike's campaign, and I joke about it all the time, where they're like, just do it. And it's so true. Everyone is like, well, I can't make a big enough impact, or I can't. No, just do something. Mm-hmm. If you can do something, you know, that your local Boys and Girls or you know, whatever, you find a place that you can be a part of to make an impact. And it can be anything, no matter how small it is, by us all just doing something and spreading that like positive mindset and that happiness and that it just, we have no idea the impact that we might be making.
Mm-hmm. Those little impacts all the time. It doesn't have to be something big. No. It's always like when you build a puzzle, it's one little piece at a time that goes together to make the bigger picture. I love that. That's awesome. Well, that's pretty much it for today. I just really want to talk to you about that just because, like I said, I felt the love all the way from an hour down the road, and it just spoke to me and hit me in ways that I just, like I said, never really have like seen people do before. And I just love everything about that. And like she said, if you're trying to figure out a way to give back to a community, just start somewhere, whether it's a little thing, you know, and even something cool that I've been seeing people. And obviously there's, you know, some new things that are going on, protests, even people picking up trash afterwards. Just the community aspect of that is so cool to me and so powerful. There's people just doing the littlest things to make a big impact. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.